Welcome to the Casserole of Nonsense with Chris, Scott, and Casey.
Hey, everyone. Welcome into the Casserole of Nonsense. Once again, the coronavirus chronicles here. Tonight, we are going to be discussing manliness. And to do so, we brought in experts in manliness. We brought in members of the fairer sex. Ladies, say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Scott, gentlemen. I feel I've created a monster here because I will take the blame for this one. This was my idea, so I will take the fall if this goes awry somehow.
Good. I take no responsibility.
Of course you don't.
You never do.
No, counselor.
We'll be talking about that later.
And it begins.
So it begins.
You're listening to this on audio, but we're doing a Zoom meeting while we're recording this podcast, so it may not make sense to you, but it's going to make sense to us.
The biggest problem, I think, or the biggest thing that's going to show up is, we're really going to show our lack of intelligence here because we actually have smart people on the phone or on the Zoom. See, I'm already messing up. Really when we started looking at the subject of dutitude, manliness, what does it mean, manliness evolution? I mean, you look at what it means to be a man, and it changes throughout history, from George Washington to Teddy Roosevelt, from John Wayne to Ron Burgundy. It's really kind of changed over time of, what the stereotypical male is. Ladies, I'm gonna put you on the spot real here. If you were thinking of manly qualities in today's world, in 2020, what are some of those qualities that we don't get right? And perhaps that men out there, we have the wrong idea.
Don't everybody jump in at once.
So what are things that men think that they are?
No. Tell us men who we know we're wrong. We know our idea of what it is to be manly is probably different than what the truth is, because quite frankly, we've been steering that narrative for so long and so wrong what is it that we get? What is it that we get wrong? What do women think are manly traits? And just off the top of your head,
being able to fix things.
Okay. That's a good one.
Taking care of things that can't necessarily take care of themselves sometimes.
That's like fixing things.
Well, I'm talking about
mowing the lawn.
Animals kind of thing, having a little bit of sensitivity toward those things.
Sensitivity. So sensitivity. Chris says like everything.
This is going to be Festivus, and my wife is going to be telling me stuff she doesn't like that I don't do.
I'm going to go ahead and concede defeat now.
I would.
Is the question what we see or what we would like to see?
Yes.
Well, what you'd like to see. Yeah. What you'd like to see. Because
empathy?
What you see is probably not reality for us.
I see a lot of men tend to lack some empathy and lack of being able to understand women's complex brains.
Lack of being able to listen?
Yes.
What'd she say?
Lack of being able to listen.
I don't understand what she's trying to feel. Once again, Chris, everything. Chris, I love that you don't chime in. You just write it on a board. It's a Zoom, dude. We can see what you're doing.
I know. That's the point.
I mean, y'all are going to wonder why we're married at the end of this.
What have you done?
We've been married for 30 years, and she, I know I don't get it right. You said mowing the grass. She does that. because I can't be trusted.
I ain't gonna do that.
I'll hire someone to do it.
Yeah. There we go. There we go.
Outsourcing. Be smart.
I have an apartment.
once again, smart. I know that, you know, there are thoughts of, you know, what, you know, that men are supposed to, like you said, not have empathy, to be, to not feel or to be tough or, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, women want a hamster out there that's going to fall apart at every, you know, particular thing, but, you know, the myth of the modern man has been, always been the John Wayne, you know, rough and tough and don't take poo off of nobody type of thing. But you say empathy, being able to understand women, listening. I mean, you know, I'm hoping the ability to make you laugh, because I can't think of any other reason that you would actually be entertained with me for 30 years.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Like that's most of it. Yeah.
I feel like Joe Pesci. Funny, am I a clown here? You don't answer that because I'll take it right now. It's one of those things that I think that men don't understand, and it causes it can cause some communication issues. But that being said, I think that there are some issues that men don't get about women as well, that, you know, you guys don't always need to be rescued. Sometimes you want to, you know, that took me a while to understand.
We're just used to doing everything ourselves anyways, so.
Yeah, if you want it done right the first time, is that what you're trying to
say?
Yeah, the fix-it mentality that we talked about earlier is also the same that, like, when comes to women's problems, a lot of times we don't want you to tell us how to fix it. Oh, I had a bad day at work. Here's what happened. My significant other, he's really good at saying, well, just do this. And I'm like, I just want to complain.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want you to tell me how to fix it.
And guess who hears most of that complaining?
Chris.
Yep. Which is why she's on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Just full disclosure.
Like, I teach first grade, and he tries to give me lawyer advice on how to deal with six-year-olds and parents. And, like, that's not going to work. It's just not going to work.
How are you going to cross-examine a six-year-old?
I just need you to listen to how bad this parent's getting on my nerves and how this kid drove me nuts today, and pat me on the back and go on with life.
Yeah, you tell that first grader that he can do this, 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 this. I can't tell them that. What?
I can't do that. Why? He just doesn't get it. I just need you to sit there, listen. I don't actually need a solution.
Unfortunately, I have a lot of the same thing, because if Annette has a problem, also working in the school system, I'm on the other side of it. I'm like, well, you can't do this because of, you're going to put yourself at risk for this and that. And, you know, I'm playing, I'm even worse because I don't have a law license. So, you know, I basically graduated from the school of Matlock.
You know? Well, I mean, like, if he's trying to meet with a client and calm them down, he'll just serve them scotch. I can't do that at a parent teacher conference.
Hey, you could, it just would be frowned upon.
Right. Too many policies.
Be very much frowned upon. Yeah. I mean, sneak him a bottle of Old Forester. I mean, just why not?
This episode of Head of the Class brought to you by Buffalo Trace Bourbon.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor.
No, no.
Okay. Well, one of the arguable, and sorry, Casey, but one of the arguable traits of manhood here is part of the goat list, and it's the ability to grow a manly stash.
I told him that he needs to try right now. It's the perfect time.
No.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Stephen Foster is not wrong. If you've never heard the song My Mustache, you should listen to it. And if you've not seen A Million Ways to Die in the West, Seth MacFarlane's movie with Charlize Theron, you should Google the song at least. Okay. But anyway, Stephen Foster wrote about manly mustaches, facial hair. And this is one thing that men do feel like if you can grow a good mustache, it does, especially today when you see people growing these big, long beards and stuff like that.
No, nobody likes those.
Nobody likes those?
I disagree with that.
I don't like those.
See, I don't think all women find facial hair necessarily attractive.
What are you trying to say?
I mean, there's men out there who I think are just fine looking without mustaches and beards. So.
Well, there's a difference also in facial hair and a beard that to your knees. I agree.
So you don't want the Pappy Van Winkle beard like down to here.
Depends on the grooming.
That's one I'll grow.
Of the man.
Yeah. But there's some men who can pull it off and they keep themselves groomed with it. But I've seen a lot of men that don't really try.
Yeah. I mean, and nowadays that is coming along with a lot of accoutrements, beard oils and things like that. So you get into, for lack of a better word, the metrosexual type of a term, which I just think nowadays just means a man who is very conscious of his appearance.
Right.
But there's a lot of beard oils and brushes, and there's a lot of it. I mean, some of it even more so than, I guess, the guys' side of the medicine cabinet is just as full as the women's side now. For one reason or another. But anyway. So getting into the goat list, we've got 16 manly mustaches. So here's the goat list. So we have 16 of them. We're going to take them head to head, battle royale style. So the very first, the one seed coming out of the east, out of the southeast from Florida State University, Burt Reynolds. He's going to be going up against, you know him, you love him. Well, that's the number one seed. There he is. Okay, the number 16 seed, Alex Trebek. That's not Alex Trebek. There he is.
Diabetes.
Okay, so the man who could make the run to make a hellacious beer run, or the man that knows everything. All right. So let's have a vote. Anybody have anything to say about either one of these?
You got to go with Burt Reynolds on this. Even though Trebek's got a mustache, he doesn't right now. I mean, Burt Reynolds is always going to have an iconic mustache in every photo you see of him. Trebek, even right now, does not have the mustache. So I don't really equate a mustache with Alex Trebek anymore.
Well, he had it for so long, but I'm wondering if he had to trim it because of the medical procedures that he did.
Yeah.
I think he was actually trimming it before that.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, it's still a manly stash.
He hasn't had it for several years.
I can't imagine what Burt Reynolds' face would look like without the mustache.
I don't want to think about it.
Alex Trebek. I can envision, so I have to go with Burt. I mean, that's
okay. Oh. So that is Kelly Burt, Casey Burt, Annette Burt, and
Hope went with Burt.
Burt.
Okay. All right. So that's a four against no matter what. So I think Burt was going to carry that one anyway.
I think it was too.
All right. So
one last look at the next one. Well, let's look at Alex before he goes away.
Bye, Alex. Okay. Now we have the number two seed, Tom Selleck, old Magnum himself. There he is, back in the day. From the other side of the coast, that's the West bracket because he went to USC.
Yep.
Against another game show guy, number 15 seed, Steve Harvey.
Oh.
There he is.
That's
that man's all smile.
Chiclet teeth.
Okay, I'll go first. The winner here has got to be Steve Harvey. Oh, I'm sorry. The winner's not Steve Harvey here. It's Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck has one of the more iconic mustaches of all time. Wow. You got to go with Tom Selleck.
Wow. Was that an Oscar jab?
No.
Miss America jab?
Wow.
America.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, they had to take her crown from her. Like, that was terrible.
Oh, that's right. It was Miss America. That's right. Yeah. It was somebody else who had the Oscar snub.
Mm-mm.
Oh, nicely done, Casey. Nicely done. Okay, Annette, what do you say? Like, there's ever a choice.
Well, you know, I'm going with Tom Selleck, but.
Again, the other reason she married me. I learned so much about you.
Other reason.
The other reason, yeah. I'll take this one too. Tom Selleck, he rocked the stash in the 80s. He inherited the mantle from Burt Reynolds in the 70s and had with the most iconic mustache. It was really a stupid, when you go back and look at it, Magnum P.I. is really not a great detective show. That he carried that show all by himself. His mustache carried that show all by itself. I say Tom Selleck.
See, that's not what I think of when I think Tom Selleck. I think Three Men and a Little Lady. Y'all ever seen that movie? Am I the only one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's an excellent movie.
But I picked Tom Selleck.
Okay. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hope, you got a vote here?
I would say Steve Harvey, but I'm already outnumbered as it is.
Well, I'm glad at least Steve Harvey got a little love there. Chris?
In his defense, it wasn't his fault in Miss America. Okay. It was confusing. Okay.
First off, I will not have you talking bad about Magnum P.I. I'm quite fond of Higgins. Thank you very much.
Well, I like Higgins, but I mean, you can't do an entire show around Higgins.
No, but throw in TC and you got a decent show. What? I enjoy Magnum P.I. Just like I enjoy knowing that Tom Selleck has that iconic mustache. I mean, now he's got a beard now, so it doesn't really have the effect it did in the 80s, but.
No.
Steve Harvey's right now, but Tom Selleck is timeless.
Right. Well, there's a reason he's a 2-seed.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to the 3-seed. Another iconic mustache. Sam Elliott has the voice to boot. And there he is as the cowboy. There he is from the Big Lebowski.
Yep.
And then that great role he had where he had the beard and the mustache in Roadhouse. And Sam Elliott the man – He defies logic. He just gets better looking as he gets older. Going up against Prince, the man who was a symbol, literally. Prince with the pencil-thin shaved mustache, very talented songwriter. Going up against Sam Elliott, you really can't get two more iconic opposite end of the scale people.
When I think of mustaches, I think of Sam Elliott. I think of him and that kid, wasn't he in Ghost Rider?
Yes,
he was.
Yes. And then Star is Born. I think of Sam Elliott with the mustache. So I'm sorry, Prince, but I got to go with my boy Sam Elliott here.
Yeah, I don't think I really didn't even relate Prince to a mustache at all.
Neither did I. Sam Elliott all day. I have a soft spot for Sam Elliott in everything.
All right, well then let's move on. Here's an iconic mustache for you from the major leagues. Raleigh Fingers.
Oh Lord.
Oh no.
Original handlebar mustache. Raleigh Fingers. And he's going up against the king of daytime. Geraldo Rivera. Never really made it out of Al Capone's vault, but he, you know, maybe not all his fault. But Geraldo versus Raleigh.
I got to go Geraldo here. When you think of modern day mustaches, I think of Geraldo. No disrespect to the handlebar Raleigh fingers, but I equate a good mustache with Geraldo.
Counselor, I'm going to disagree here. I'm going to take Raleigh fingers because when you think of mustaches, if you're a sports fan, you see that mustache, you know it's Raleigh fingers.
When I see that mustache, I think of a pedophile.
This is going to be a tough one because I'm actually going to agree with Chris here. Raleigh fingers, fairly decent pitcher, but not, not incredibly well known for anything other than the stash. I mean, at Geraldo, he had his talk show and he had, he had his day in the sun. But Raleigh, it's really the mustache that people remember him most by. Manly, I mean, on both sides. But I mean, that's a throwback to barbershop quartets everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Raleigh fingers. I never even knew about this guy before today, but his looks so much more cared for than Geraldo's does. Geraldo's just kind of looks.
That's an argument on the merits of the mustache itself, and I appreciate that.
I'm going to go with Geraldo just because Raleigh's mustache makes me feel uncomfortable.
Geraldo's.
I don't even like looking at it.
Well.
Yeah, no, Geraldo's looks more like the Lorax.
He honestly looks like he took a brush and just brushed it to the sides.
Right.
So
we have a standoff.
We have a standoff. Oh boy.
I mean, for Raleigh to get his like that, I mean, he would have had to like twist it and everything, and that just kind of gives me the creeps.
Okay, Chris, how do we call this?
I think we have to. I mean, it's about the only American way to do it. So, heads for Raleigh, tails for Geraldo.
All right.
Well, it's tails. Geraldo moves on.
Upset.
I was about to say that probably is the, if we're going to sit here and agree with the and agree that women are the smarter ones among us, it was 2-1. Okay, here we go. Number 5. If you love Parks and Rec, you love your meat rare and your scotch neat, Nick Offerman. Nick Offerman is going to go up against, you love him, well, you love his music, Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury, that 1980s, for lack of a better term, porn stash. I mean, let's face it, that's the iconic. When you talk porn stash, that's what you're talking about.
Just stop while your head, Scott. Stop while your head, because you're losing ground by the second.
I'm just here to mediate. I'm not here to vote yet.
Yeah, but...
But put Nick Offerman back up there for those ladies who haven't seen him. See, that's actually my mustache. Anybody have any thoughts?
I'll lead us off. Nick Offerman's mustache is what I would aspire for mine to be. Just the thickness and the boom factor. I mean, it's on you.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's on you.
You can't see his bottom lip. It's so on you.
This is true, but no.
I think you got to go with Nick Offerman here.
I say Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking Freddie Mercury too.
Here we go again.
Oh, okay, here we go, Annette.
I'm up with Nick.
You're going Nick Offerman?
I am.
Considering I own that mustache, Nick Offerman moves on.
All right. One last look at Freddie before we say bye-bye.
And that's sad because I thought Freddie Mercury would go a little bit further, but okay. So we have number six, Iron Man himself, Robert Downey Jr. More of a newbie onto the mustache scene, but according to several lists, he made it in the top 16. So Robert Downey Jr. going against Teddy Roosevelt. There you go. Talk softly, carry a big stick, wear one hell of a mustache. Now his is a little different than the Nick Offerman, as it tails down on the sides a little bit further. A little more to the Fu Manchu. A little bit of a split in the middle. Not as much of the hairbrush mustache going on.
And you do see the bottom lip.
You do see the bottom lip. A little bit of trim going on there.
Well, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. is not just known just for the mustache, but also for the little bit of the goatee going on. So, I mean, I'm going to have to go. I mean, as much as I like Iron Man, we're just talking strictly mustaches. I'm going to have to go with Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, you got to go Teddy here. Teddy's the clear choice.
Because I don't think Robert Downey Jr. would look good just with a mustache.
That's a fair point.
He also would probably look like a pedophile.
Yeah, I agree with Kelly.
The pedophile factor has to. Yeah, I mean, like, something.
I'm covering very important.
I'm covering it up and squinting one eye, and it's just not the same.
Yeah, I'm going to vote Teddy as well.
Same.
This one was not close.
No. Okay. So now we have our seventh offering. That's going to be Wilford Brimley. And he'll be facing off against Clark Gable. Come on, vote Wilford. It's the right thing to do.
It's got to be Clark Gable. I mean, him riding that horse and telling people, you got diabetes. I mean, that's iconic in the last
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
The one person who could mispronounce diabetes and get away with it.
That's a sympathy vote, though.
Yeah.
It isn't just the face of diabetes, it's the mustache of diabetes.
Well, I mean,
sympathy vote or not, it is quite iconic.
Didn't he do Grape Nuts too?
He did.
Thing to do in the tasty way.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
back when Grape Nuts were a thing.
Another mustache here. He almost reminds me of Craig Stadler here.
Oh, yeah.
Type mustache. But Hope, what say you? We haven't heard from you. Clark Gable?
I'm going to have to go Wilford just because, again, for some reason, Clark's mustache makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the part.
Clark Gable's kind of looks like he accidentally did that and just decided to rock it. It doesn't look intentional.
Yeah, my vote would have been for Gable just because that is a well-groomed mustache, but I think we're coming across a theme with our ladies. If the pencil thin mustache is not a look that they're in favor of, although I would like to see Casey with a Snidely Whiplash.
Don't count on it.
No. Okay.
Well, frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn. Clark Gable, you are gone.
I saw what you did there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Our 8 and 9 offerings. The 8th seed, Eddie Murphy. That's just a mustache right there. And the 9th seed, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, God.
Well. That went downhill quickly.
I cannot imagine either one of these men without a mustache. So this is hard.
And let me point this out real quick. This isn't a more recent picture of Eddie Murphy. Now you go back in the 80s with Beverly Hills Cop, and it was strict mustache, and it was more of a robust mustache.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy, I think that mustache is part of his character. Mm-hmm. And And quite frankly, because if he didn't have it, you don't buy his character because he looks too young. I think that that mustache gives him a more manly stature, whereas Hulk Hogan's like a cartoon character with it, with that handlebar mustache. I'm going to vote Eddie Murphy here.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's makes me kind of want to pet it. And that's not what a mustache should do. This is not.
Oh, me. You got to go with Eddie Murphy here.
Yeah. It's clean cut.
I agree. I think Eddie Murphy's more of a respectable person, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think Eddie Murphy does it because it legitimately looks good on him. I think Hulk Hogan does it because, well, people will always know me for this mustache.
That's wrong, brother.
So Eddie Murphy moves on.
I don't think I'll ever get over wanting to pet Hulk Hogan's mustache.
Animal leg.
Like, I was standing in front of him having a conversation. It would take all I had not to reach out and touch it.
Hulk Hogan wrestling match.
Oh, and it's not that I'm attracted to him at all. It's just, I mean, look at it.
It looks silky smooth, right? Yeah. I mean, it looks, yeah, touchable.
All right. We're gone. On to round two.
All right. So, what's our matchup, Chris?
Well, Eddie Murphy is in this one against Burt Reynolds.
Murphy, Burt Reynolds. Ooh, wow.
Burt.
All right. Well, That made it easy.
Okay. And so, our next round?
It would be
Nick Offerman. Is that right?
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Well, all right. Again, easy.
Yeah. Next one.
So Sam Elliott now against...
Sam Elliott. It doesn't matter who you put him up against.
Against Teddy Roosevelt.
I think Sam Elliott looks more like the Lorax now that I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I think Sam Elliott's mustache just beat... Teddy Roosevelt with a stick, and it's gone.
See, but this is different. Like, I want to pet Sam Elliott's, but I am attracted to him. So
Sam Elliott beat Teddy Roosevelt with a stick Roosevelt was using. He beat him with his own stick.
He out Roosevelted Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's crazy is Sam Elliott's is from California.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Like how?
That leaves Wilford Brimley and Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, it's got to be the horse himself, Mr. Brimley.
Yeah.
Yep.
No doubt.
Anybody else?
Wilford.
Okay.
I think it's Wilford. I think going away it's Wilford.
All right.
Now, if it's between these four, Sam Elliott. Then.
Well, let's.
Burt
Reynolds and Wilford Brimley, right, Chris?
It would be, yeah.
So Burt Reynolds.
Burt.
Okay, Burt carries it. Tom Selleck against Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Aww. I was going to narrow it down.
It was going to be a hard choice at some point.
Yeah. I'm saying Selleck.
I know. I like Elliot better, but I was hoping the last two would be Selleck and Elliot.
I'm going to say Tom Selleck, too.
Yep.
I don't know.
I'm not asking you to date one.
What happens when you involve women?
Just remember, Sam Elliott looks like that right now.
What does it do for the face, the mustache?
Because I'm thinking, ooh, like Tom Selleck and Sam Elliott, like still today, both look well with their mustaches. Like That's an old Burt Reynolds picture. What's a new Burt Reynolds picture?
Unfortunately, there isn't one because he passed a few years ago.
Like, what's the most recent? I mean, like,
I'll put it to you this way.
Kelly, I have a question for you, Kelly. Okay, if Casey was going to rock one of these mustaches, which would it be?
Does it have to be one of these three? Because I think he'd probably...
I'm one of these two, because we're just dealing right now with Sam Elliott and...
Tom Selleck.
And Tom Selleck.
Probably Tom Selleck's.
Mm-hmm. One, two, three.
I'm going with Tom Selleck because I don't think Tom Selleck gets the same amount of food in his as...
Now, there's a point we haven't heard yet.
Yeah.
The flavor saver quotient.
If you take the mustache away from Tom Selleck, it's more detrimental than if you take the mustache away from Sam Elliott.
I don't know that.
No, I've seen Tom Selleck without a mustache, and he still looks. I mean, he still looks.
Yeah. Okay. Neither one of them are bad looking dudes.
Sam Elliott would look like a literal child.
I think so too. His face is so narrow, and he's got those big puppy dog eyes. It would just make him look like a kid. Yeah. Like an old kid.
An old kid with a deep voice.
Benjamin Button.
All right, so where are we at on the vote, Chris?
What's our verdict here? I mean, I think we had at least
Sam Elliott.
I went
Tom Selleck.
Hope is a deciding choice here.
Sam Elliott.
There we go.
Sam Elliott in the final against Burt Reynolds.
And my two loves, the two loves of my life. Great.
Other mustaches.
Sam Elliott.
I love Burt, but you got to go with Sam Elliott here.
I feel like you could have showed me all 16 of these from the beginning, and I would have been like Sam Elliott.
Well, I think the last three that we had up were the three that I expected to be there.
Yeah, I think you're right. Annette?
I'm going Burt Reynolds mustache. I'm sorry.
Burt Reynolds mustache.
So that's one for Burt and two for Sam.
Oh, you got another one for Burt.
So two and two.
Chris? Who else hasn't voted?
I can't choose.
Now we know.
This is hard.
I'm going to go with Burt. As much as I love Sam Elliott, and I do, you know, that mustache made Burt.
Yeah, I mean, it honestly did. And the 70s without Burt Reynolds' mustache are not the 70s.
I mean, I remember seeing Burt Reynolds in the original Longest Yard without the mustache, and it was different.
Yes. Yes. Or Gator.
Mm-hmm. Or Deliverance.
For that matter.
I mean, has Sam Elliott ever not had that mustache?
Yeah. Yeah, he's, he was in the original Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid without it. He's had a few roles without the mustache. Chris is going to go searching for it.
I am.
There he is right there.
Hmm.
Now, see if you can find something more recent. Well, no, I don't think there is anything.
There's not going to be anything more recent. Well, I don't know. Hold up.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Hold up here. some new evidence that's just kind of light.
Now, show him a picture of Burt without the mustache.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Such good podcasting.
Oh, yeah. People at home
can't see these.
Is there another one? That's not a
good one. I don't know how to take that. Is there another one?
There we go.
Yeah, it's more of a glamour shot.
It is.
That's how attached he was to that mustache.
But that's how Burt was in the movies he shot with. Okay, here we go.
Well, Okay. Yeah, so now we've turned the competition in, well, who looks good with and without it? So are we
that's where the importance of the mustache is.
Yeah. Are we still sticking to just mustache versus mustache?
That's the rules. Yeah.
Mustache versus mustache.
Well,
we've introduced new evidence, though. But I mean,
Sam Elliott.
Much as it hurts me, I guess I'm going to go with Sam Elliott just because I can still see new things from him.
So guess what we have? A tie.
I have a tie. Oh, we can't have a tie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm thinking if the mustache makes you look good, then the mustache is more important. So I guess Sam Elliott has the most impressive mustache.
Whoa!
Flippers! Wow! Wow!
A last second flip.
Not in a good way, though. I mean.
Okay. So, as we recap, in the final of the GOAT list, of manliest mustaches, the real man edition, the greatest mustache, the GOAT, belongs to Sam Elliott. Congratulations, Sam. I know this means a lot to you.
The number 3 seed wins it all.
The 3 seed.
All right.
You're not looking for an upset.
So
Chris, we need to go to break.
We need to go to break because it's been a little bit of time. So we'll do that, and then we'll come right back with some more fun stuff about men and how bad we are after this.
Welcome back to the Casserole of Nonsense, where we have just decided that the world just can't live without Sam Elliott's mustache, and neither should Sam. We're going to move now into game show, and in this, we're going to talk about some of the manliest items ever, according to certain websites around. This will be this will be, oh, good, we have all four of this. This will be Kelly and Casey and Chris and Hope against each other because we're eliminated. So here we go. You guys ready?
Let's go.
Okay. All right, the manliest drink, according to activeman.com. What is the most manliest drink?
Scotch neat.
The manliest drink.
Yeah, I'll say scotch.
Like alcoholic beverage or just any drink?
Yeah, the manliest drink.
Scotch. Yep. It's got to be scotch.
Got to be more
detailed.
Precise.
I mean, is it bad that like black coffee came to mind? I know a lot of men that just drink straight black coffee.
I am one of those.
Yeah. I know very few women that do that.
Okay. You guys answers in? I'm going to give this one to Hope. Annette, what is it?
It is Scotch on the Rocks.
I told you to be more precise. You guys gave me scotch. She gave me a precise one. Scotch on the Rocks. So give this one to Hope. Okay. The manliest job, according to tiptop10s.com. What is the manliest job?
Construction worker.
Yeah, I would say construction worker. That's what I was going to say.
No.
I'd say firefighter.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with CEO.
Okay. According to tiptop10s.com, the manliest job is
a bricklayer, which we got to give.
We're going to give to Casey and Kelly.
Right.
Because bricklaying is part of construction for the purpose of this game. Okay. Manliest cars, according to mensmagazine.com. What is the manliest car? And let me tell you, this one was tough, but actually Annette was able to pull this one out when I was testing
her. Like car or vehicle?
It's a car. It's a car and it's a certain type of car.
Corvette.
Chevy Camaro.
Mustang.
Firebird.
We give this to Kelly, I think, because it's actually a Shelby Cobra. Which he invented the Mustang, right? And it was a
form. He did.
Yeah, he formulated.
Yep.
I'm gonna give points to Kelly because at least the same guy who developed the Mustang developed the Cobra. So
that's the opposite of what I think when I see a man driving a Mustang, though.
Now, a Shelby's different. A Shelby's definitely different.
Overcompensating.
I think I just went to high school with a lot of douchebags, then.
Yeah, you put me into 67 Shelby Cobra, and we'll talk. Because those are definitely...
Was really a racing style vehicle.
The whole Ford V Ferrari basically is on that premise. Because Carroll Shelby helped build a Ford GT.
Gone in 60 seconds, you have Eleanor. That was also a Shelby Cobra as well.
Right. And since I make up the rules and I can give points to whoever the heck I feel like, I'm giving Shelby a point. Okay.
All right, Drew Carey.
Watch it, Styles. Okay. Manliest man on TV, according to WatchMojo.com. Who is the manliest man on TV?
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
Manliest man on TV. And you all said Sam Elliott?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Swanson.
No.
The office is better anyway.
Ron Swanson.
I can test that.
Yeah, he would not have been a construction worker, a firefighter. Sam Elliott would do all the above.
Well, again, that's per watchmojo.com. Like I said, I didn't make up these lists. I got them from somewhere else. Okay. We're going to stay with Watch Mojo. The manliest man on film.
John Wayne.
And this is a character. This is a character. Oh, not an actor. This is a character. The manliest man.
Dirty. James Bond.
Yeah, James Bond's big. Yeah.
Dirty Harry.
I'm having second John Wayne.
Chris?
I'm going to say Dirty Harry.
Ooh. I'm actually going to give Chris a point here.
Yeah.
Because you got the actor right. It's the man with no name. From the Good, Bad, and the Ugly, all those Sergio Leone spaghetti westerns. The man with no name was the manliest man on film, according to WatchMojo.com.
Yeah, it was going to be an Eastwood or a John Wayne character instead of 007, just because, I mean, you're not giving one to Roger Moore.
This is a good point, and we covered this in a previous episode.
Yes, we did.
Okay, the manliest cut of meat. And I need you to be specific. The manliest cut of meat, according to valetmag.com, what is the manliest cut of meat?
T-bone steak.
Bone and ribeye.
Ribs.
Sirloin.
Hope on the nose. Long bone and ribeye or the tomahawk steak?
Tomahawk.
Well, I'm saying that you got it. You were right on the nose with that. Hope knows her steaks.
Okay.
The manliest.
Also, my favorite cut.
Mine too, actually. The manliest movie of all time, according to tasteofcinema.com. What is the manliest movie of all time?
Tombstone.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I don't know why, but Django came to mind. I feel like that's also a very manly movie.
It's a very manly movie. It is.
Hatfield and McCoy's.
Another manly movie.
I don't know why I lean towards westerns.
No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men. Oh, you're going to all be sick. The manliest man of all time, movie of all time is
Predator.
Predator. It had to be an Arnold movie. It's Predator.
Get to the chopping now.
Chris, when you throw stuff at the screen, remember, it's not going to come through and hit me. It's going to hit your equipment.
I wasn't throwing it at the screen. But thanks for the idea, though.
That's... No, this is, we're social distancing, so you can reach out.
I can't cough on anybody if that's what anybody's asking.
All right. The manliest sport, according to AskMen.com, what is the manliest sport?
American football.
Rugby.
Rugby. Yeah, I was going to say rugby.
According to who?
According to AskMen.com.
American football. Is a survey from men?
I do not know. I'm assuming it is. It's Ask Men.
That's a fair point, though. That is a fair point, though.
No, I'm saying, I'm assuming it is, and this is why I'm assuming it
right.
is. Right. I'm not being sarcastic.
Or are you?
I'm going to have to go American football, too.
And you would be right. Casey and Hope, both right on this one. Okay, two more. The manliest modern first name. So the first name is modern. This is from babygaga.com. What is the manliest modern first name?
John.
What did you say?
A timeless name. Like, is this the type of name that's, you know, come back around, or?
It's modern names. It's the what they call the manliest. So I imagine it's something relatively new, not a new name, but it's in the last, 5 years or so. The manliest name, first name, according to babygaga.com.
I've seen a lot of little boys named Jackson here recently. Jackson or Jack.
I'm going to say Jason.
I'm going to go with Steven.
Casey?
No, it's not Jason. What?
John.
The manliest first name, and I will even disagree with this one, but according to babygaga.com, the manliest modern first name is Griffin.
What?
Yeah, that's like I said. I've not heard of a kid named Griffin.
I've only met Metro Griffins.
There you go. Blake Griffin is the only Griffin that I know of, and that's
Peter Griffin.
Okay,
it's like 11 Jackson. Yeah.
So there is a
clear winner here. If we're at the end of the game,
we're not at the end of the game. Okay. We have one more. So only
Hope is ahead.
Hope is ahead with three.
With three, and Casey has two, and Kelly has two.
And I have one more question. So you can only hope to tie Hope unless she gets this right. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. The manliest rock song ever made, according to theelevatedmail.com. What is the manliest rock song ever made?
Yeah, We Will Rock You.
We Will Rock You. We should have went with two different answers.
That would have been smart, yes.
Yeah. If one of y'all
wants to give a different one, go ahead.
Paradise City.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said.
He's eliminated.
Wow.
Or he's going to be later.
Premature disqualification.
All right, Chris.
I was thinking like a Kiss song.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, stretch that lead a little bit. Maybe.
I'm going to go Thunderstruck.
Oh, I was thinking Kiss, so.
That's a good guess, but according to theelevatedmail.com, the manliest rock song ever made was
Bad to the Bone.
Bad
to the Bone by George Thurgood.
Okay, I can live with that. I can live with that one.
Okay, so with a final score of 3 points, the winner of the manliest game show is Hope. Well done, Hope.
Woo.
All right, Chris. You want to take a break?
I actually don't. We're good.
One's Gotta Go?
Let's roll.
Oh, you want to roll right into One's Gotta Go?
Let's go. We're good on time.
Okay. Just a second.
It's the best thing about being a producer. I can do whatever the hell I want.
There you go. Okay, ladies, I need your help here. I need you to put up a disgusting, disruptive, or just plain disappointing behavior or habit that men possess. Don't have to be the one that your significant other has. It just has. I'm not trying to out anybody here. We're going to nail down the most disgusting or disturbing male habit. Annette, I'm going to let you go first.
Well, you know what it is, because I told you when you asked me to do this show. It's the ball handling.
What?
Yep. Ball handling. It's excessive ball handling.
It's the excessive adjustment. And this is just one of those things that women just don't understand.
I just now realized what she said.
And he's laughing because he does it.
That's because, you know, I walk around here and Annette calls me Steph Curry.
Handles like Iverson.
Okay, so there's disgusting or disturbing or just plain doggone wrong habit number one, ball handling. Okay. What's another one?
Like, could it be like just like an annoying thing that men usually do?
Yeah. Certainly. Doesn't have to be something that Casey does. Just makes it more fun.
I don't know how to name this per se, but I've known a lot of men to, I will tell Casey something, and I've done this before in other relationships. I'll tell them something and it's not that great when I tell it to him, but 3 days later, a guy friend will tell him, and then he comes back home and tells me about it. And I'm like, that's great. I told you about that 72 hours ago.
That's a good one.
Or he doesn't believe it until he hears it from the opposite. He hears it from another man. Like, it's not true unless it comes.
Is that a form of mansplaining or something along that lines? Or is that, I just put that down.
I think it's more like validation.
There you go.
Selective hearing.
Yeah.
Selective hearing.
That's a good one.
Mine would have to be, you know, we all talk about leaving the toilet seat up, but what I hate the worst is leaving the toilet seat down while you pee and then not cleaning up after it.
That's worse.
And then women having to, forgetting to check if there's pee left on the seat.
Yeah, that or forgetting to, you know, at 6:30 in the morning, forgetting to check that the toilet seat is down, and then you're surprised when you go to sit down.
You have to imagine that sometimes it's just difficult to aim at that point.
Just mop it up. The toilet paper roll right there to your right.
Hey, we're having to go very, very conservative on the toilet paper these days.
This is true.
Well, then just go outside.
Yeah.
Some of us can't do that.
Not without
leave a wash rag right on the side of the vanity.
I live in an apartment complex. That's not possible.
But you live alone, so
doesn't matter. Fine. The wrong person walking the dog at 6 a.m, I'm getting arrested.
No, you don't have to go outside because you live alone.
Yeah, if you want to pee on the
but I'm saying
that'll be your problem later to deal with.
Hey, the next time I lock myself out of my apartment, though, what am I going to do? And it's happened.
Depends. Keep a cup in the car.
Depends. And I'm not meaning there's a choice. I'm saying you depend. Okay.
Yeah, so I saw what you did there.
Fourth one.
Oh, I didn't know this was going to be a
Can't do one's got to go and just. Y'all got any other ones? Any other good ones?
This is specifically about Casey. Oh. But I think men in general can. They know sports facts from like the last 100 years, but he legit asked me where we keep the paper towels earlier. And we've lived here almost 2 years. Like, I don't know how you have like this plethora of knowledge about sports facts, but then don't remember where we keep paper towels.
Ooh, I knew this would be bad.
That's for like selective memory. So we have selective what?
Selective hearing, selective memory. Selective hearing.
That one cuts kind of deep. I'm going to say that right now.
Mine would be
I'm offended.
Ability to take directions from a woman.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Like, for example, my boyfriend, we were going to a park. I had been to this park for said a million times. He had never been there before. We were at a red light. I was like, okay, so instead of turning left, you're going to go straight because there's no other way to go. Continues to go left, straight, babe, straight, babe, straight, continues to. And then refuses to admit said wrong and just turns around and act like nothing happened. And I'm like, I'm right here.
And or get that's mad because
a genetic trait, though. That's a genetic thing. I mean, that's a dude thing.
And or get mad because they've now got to turn around and we should have told them when we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Annette, do you have anything else?
Well, a farting has been brought to my attention. Because I have a couple brother-in-laws who just...
Who listen to this podcast.
Fart with no remorse whatsoever.
They don't know which ones they are.
They don't care who's in the room or what they're doing.
Their nose.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's I'm going to list these out. And ladies, we're going to vote on... We're gonna figure out which one's got to go. All right. Of these, or of these habits, which one is the one that needs to go the most? I mean, which ones of these is the one that has to go the most? Okay, we have selective hearing, validation, sprinkling when you tinkle. selective memory, not listening to directions, farting in public, picking your nose, or the ever-loving ball handling. Which one of these gets you locked in the doghouse for the night?
Selective hearing.
Yes, I could deal with the ball handling if they could just listen.
Okay, deal.
You tell him, stop doing that.
Annette?
Well, that's it, right? I mean, it's going to be selective hearing, and it is annoying. So.
Yes, but now's your chance to air your grievances.
I'll go with that.
Okay.
So
selective hearing. Guys, you can just about get away with anything out if you listen out there. But these ladies have told you that you can pretty much do anything as long as you listen to them. You can fart while handling your balls and picking your nose and not taking directions as long as you listen.
Easier said than done.
If you're talented, you can do them all at once, Casey. If you want to be a man. Chris? Take us away, man.
For the first time, ladies, I feel like...
Let me ask first. Ladies, do you have anything to add?
I mean, those are the big ones.
Well, okay. Well, anything to add, you know, before we close this podcast out? Is there anything that you guys want to say?
Get your ears cleaned out.
Get your ears cleaned out.
And practice your aim, because I like going to the bathroom in my socks.
Okay, question for the dudes in the room. Peeing sitting down, not manly, manly enough?
Not manly.
Not manly.
As long as I don't like have to sit and pee, I don't care.
I'm just wondering I would wonder how that would go over, because you know, if anymore, you take your phone in there, you're sitting down anyway, might as well pee.
Just get your business done and then play on the phone.
Just hype my leg up and you know, do business right there.
Or do what Annette said and go out in the yard.
Right.
If you're trying to be a better listener, having your phone up like this while pretending to listen is not, that's not listening.
You mean you caught me?
And going, oh, I'm listening. That's not good listening.
She caught me. Thought it was working.
Casey, get your ears on, dude.
Clean them out.
Clean them out. All right, Chris. That's all I've got from this side.
For the first time, I actually felt like Switzerland, a neutral observer in this whole exercise, because, you know, I'm looking for my significant other and it doesn't exist. So, you know, whatever.
Well, the good news is that you're getting the crib notes right now.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And to think I got them all for free.
That's it. Don't let us pay for the mistakes.
And you listen.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all screw up. I'll just learn from it. That's the lesson we should learn from today, folks. So with that, I say thank you, ladies, for joining us in this exercise. It did not blow up in our faces, unlike the weather outside is about to, but that's another story.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad.
So, well, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for allowing us to come into your phones or wherever you listen to your podcast every week, and we will talk to you next time.
Take it easy and be careful.
Yep. See you.